headed to Pompeii in the Caroline Islands, well known for big barreling waves. On board was top surf cameraman Barley Strickland.
Yeah, a lot of times you're like, oh, it was a good shot, but if I was 1 meter that way, it would have been perfect. So to actually get the perfect position is pretty hard.
But Barley was used to a camera housing this size. So how is he going to manage with one this big? German camera technician Rudy Diesel had only finished building this housing 1 day before the shoot. Inside was a camera that could film in super slow motion and high definition. Until now, no one had ever tried using one underwater.
You have to take a $100,000 plus camera into the water. Don't see much in the money to it.
Unfortunately, the camera turned out to be, well, camera shy.
Oh boy.
The anticipation was there. There was huge expectations. When you're breaking new ground, you've got to be prepared for the swings and roundabouts.
You have to be patient sometimes. Yeah.
And there was another problem. The waves were tiny, more Cornwall than Carolines. The team had brought along world-class surfer Dylan Longbottom to give some scale to the waves, but it was having the opposite effect.
When you look at the size of the waves here, it's hard to imagine that in a single day, if the conditions are right, the wave will break sort of way over your head and you've got this perfect barrel, but there's no sign of it at the moment.
The next day, Rudy felt sure his custom-built housing was now up and running.
Okay, switch the power on. Yes, it works.
The words I like to hear most often on a shoot, yes, it's working. The words I don't like to hear very often, Rudy, are, no, it's not working, I think it's broken.
But all was well with the housing, and finally, it was ready to make a splash. Barley and Dylan paddled out to the surf zone. The waves were still small, but the hard, jagged reef beneath Barley's feet was a constant reminder of the dangers here. And even in small waves, getting into position with the large housing was going to be a real challenge. Barley lined up for his first shot. Capturing the action at 20 times slower than normal speed. An interesting shot, but not what the team were after. So why were there no big waves?
There's no land between here and Kamchatka, 3,000 miles away. And it's funny that the waves that arrive here start off around Japan, around the east coast of Russia.
And when a storm hits these places, it whips up the sea, generating swell.
And it's rather like throwing a pebble into a pool.
The ripples radiate outwards, which, when they reach land, make waves.
So if the size of these waves was anything to go by, Japan and Russia were having some unusually mild winter weather. And that was more than you could say for Pompeii. And there were still no big waves. The only good news was that the housing was still working and remained watertight, despite being soundly tested both below and above the water. And then when the team thought things couldn't get any worse...
If conditions got any calmer here, we'd probably have small boys out sailing their toy boats out on this mill pond. I mean, we came for 12-foot barreling waves and we got, what, a sort of gentle riffle at the moment.
Time to check the swell charts. And there was better news on the Russian front. A big storm sending swell Pompeii's way. At the end of the shoot, the waves arrived. The biggest the team had seen so far. The Big Surf proved even more of a challenge for Bob.